Governor Roy Cooper said yesterday North Carolina is able to start reopening the economy in part because it's testing more people for the coronavirus. But the state has a long way to go. A WFAE analysis shows it's one of the worst performing states in the nation when it comes to testing. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, experts have said testing is the key to stopping the spread. But North Carolina now ranks 45th out of 50 states when it comes to testing, according to a WFAE analysis of data from the COVID-19 tracking project. South Carolina is even worse. It's second to last. Tennessee is offering free testing at mobile sites to anyone, even if they don't have symptoms.
If they feel like they want to get tested, they can.
That's the state's epidemiologist, John Dunn.
We started off with a pretty strict set of symptoms, back in the beginning of COVID in Tennessee, and we've slowly widened out the symptoms as we've learned more about COVID and just to provide access to our population.
Tennessee has conducted 211,000 tests, more than 3% of the state's population. North Carolina has administered nearly 152,000 tests, about 1.4% of its population. North Carolina needed better testing before reopening, says Mark Lurie. He's an associate professor of epidemiology at Brown University.
In North Carolina, you've achieved 1.3% of the entire population. For effective and safe reopening, you'd want to have many more times that proportion of the population and many people testing multiple times over the course of a couple of weeks.
He says better testing lets health departments find infected people faster, even asymptomatic ones. They can be isolated quickly before spreading the virus. When North Carolina extended its stay-at-home order nearly 2 weeks ago, Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen said the state wanted to perform between 5,000 and 7,000 tests a day. That hasn't happened. It's testing more, but averaging 4,400 per day since the stay-at-home order was extended nearly 2 weeks ago. Mecklenburg Health Director Gibby Harris says the state needs to move faster.
And there continues to be slow movement on this, unfortunately, in terms of providing guidance that that would be helpful.
She says the state has asked each county to produce a testing plan, which she says will take too long.
They've got a draft, and they're going to take it through two or three different groups before it ever gets to the county. And I basically told them that, the horse will already be out of the barn by then. I mean, we're working on a plan right now. And we need their input if they're going to provide it right now.
WFAE asked North Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services why it's fallen behind other states. The state did not respond directly, but said, quote, "Our testing volume has increased and is trending up." States hit hard by the outbreak, like New York and New Jersey, ramped up testing, trying to contain outbreaks. But states that haven't been overwhelmed are also testing far more than North Carolina on a per capita basis. Rhode Island leads the nation in testing. It's tested 7% of its population.
We were highly influenced by what was going on in South Korea as we were looking for a state strategy.
That's Jim McDonald with the Rhode Island Board of Health talking about that country's success in slowing COVID-19 with massive testing. He says the National Guard set up mobile testing in Rhode Island and private companies have helped.
Then CVS came in with their testing as well. And they were doing 1,000 tests a day, and that helped. That's been running for about 3 weeks now. Today, we just started doing screening of people at various we're starting to do some of the screening testing of employees at supermarkets.
Because checkout clerks have so much contact with people, Rhode Island is now testing them, even if they're healthy. In North Carolina, DHHS says it's working with Walmart and Walgreens on drive-through testing and hoping to add CVS and Harris Teeter as well. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.